This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au.
And simulcast on 1197 AM and DAB+.
This is Lunchbox!
Hi, how's it going, everyone? Welcome to Lunchbox. My name's Carl, and joining me today is my co-host, Bradley.
My name's Bradley, and I'm very excited to be on Lunchbox this morning.
Today, we're going to give you an insight into our school, Faith Lutheran College Planlands, and interview some of our students and what it's like to study here, and some of their successful sport and academic programs. We also have special guests and founding members to speak with you today, and also students to discuss what is in their lunchbox. So, Bradley.
That's right. We have Mr. David Kling, who is a part of the local church that came together to build Faith Lutheran College because they saw the importance and value of offering a high school education that centred on Christ in the area.
We'll also hear from Ms. Andrea Blakely, who became a teacher at Faith in the first year and is still a member of the teaching staff as a curriculum leader for languages, particularly Korean.
We also have a segment that I am really excited for coming up later in the program. It is the What's in Your Lunchbox segment, where we get to meet with some students of Faith and talk about the yummy treats that they have in their lunchbox today.
Bradley, that sounds like my kind of segment too. Welcome back to Lunchbox, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM and DAB+. You're here with Carl and Bradley from Faith Lutheran College Plainlands.
And that was You Get What You Give by New Radicals.
As you know, probably know, but this is the first time me and Bradley have had a chance to speak to you. And so we'd like to talk about what it's like at our school.
Yeah, Faith Lutheran College is located in Plainland, which is about halfway between Ipswich and Toowoomba.
You know, Bradley, a few years ago, I remember Faith wasn't that big, neither was Plainlands. So it's really grown in the past 5 years we've been there.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It's just the town has grown. The college started with around 30 students 20 years ago, but now we have nearly 700.
Yeah, it's pretty good now out at Plainlands. We've now got a Macca's and some traffic lights, so you see we're progressing. At the school, the amount of subjects offered has grown too. I remember grade 7, we just get chucked in. It was just all organised for us transitioning to grade 7. But now, I remember last year with the amount of subjects in year 10, we completed our senior subject selections, being the first group to go through all the exciting ATAR programs. It was a little daunting. I'd say it's really daunting. I have a lot of opinions about that, but we won't go into there with my ranting.
Definitely. I heard that a lot of schools were cutting subjects from their curriculum with ATAR coming in.
I didn't actually know that about that until this morning. So we're pretty lucky to have a really wide range of subjects that we can choose at Faith Plainlands. So, for example, I'm studying ancient history, film and TV, and also a Certificate 3 in Fitness. Bradley, I know you're studying a wide range of subjects too.
I am. I'm on a bit of an arts pathway with my focus on drama, film and visual art at the moment, but I also do math, methods, English and Christian studies.
As just said there, I think it's one of the best things at our school is that we get to follow a pathway that we choose is right for us and get a lot of support.
I agree. We are definitely considered unique individuals with our own interests and goals. Faith has a careers advisor, Mr. Che, that works so hard to help us get us on the right pathway.
You know, Bradley, Mr. Che is really great. I've a large amount of respect for that one man. He knows all the prerequisites for almost every course and is always looking for ways to help us decide on pathways if we're unsure. And, you know, as for me last year, the amount of time and effort Mr. Che puts into finding out all these things and going out of his way to help us students is just, it's just admirable. Like the amount of, I can't praise Mr. Che enough, to be honest.
I'm with you there. Now, talking about the vast subjects on offer at Faith, have you seen our hospitality setup?
Actually, no, but I hear you've done hospitality since all the way in grade 7. So,
yes.
But what I've heard that they talk about on our morning assemblies and all that is that it's a full restaurant setup with commercial grade kitchen. And the hospitality students really get to cater for everyone. So what's your personal experience there?
Yeah, I've held multiple events in the hospitality part and it's just so cool getting to work as a team and hold like our own restaurants.
I was just thinking the other day, the school talked about how it was going to be open for the public. So has there been any events like that recently?
Yes. Last Friday, there was a event open for the public where just anyone got to come in, use the kitchens, get familiar with them, and maybe even come and join faith themselves.
Wow, I didn't actually know that, like, the people around the community could actually come in and see the facilities. I also remember that Faith managed to get a lot of celebrity faces in, such as
Miguel. Yeah, we've had a cooking school with Miguel not too long ago with many students in that, which was quite exciting.
Oh, yeah. So, like, that real-world experience of being around such famous people and a curriculum that gets you hands in there.
I understand you also have in your certificate of fitness, you also get to do similar stuff with clients.
Yeah, soon we're going to be creating and crafting different programs for teachers soon. So that's going to be great. We're going to put them through hell, get them completely buff. I'm looking forward to that. It's just, you know, real world experience is really critical in today's society. Like,
so you're saying your classes really help you get in touch with the wider community?
Yeah, now that we are, that especially in fitness, that we're soon going to be, one, creating programs for the teachers, and two, if I remember correctly, we're going to go to aged care facilities and running small programs for them. So, yeah, we really do, at Faith, connect, Faith Lutheran College Plainlands, connect to the wider community as students and not as isolated into just we get out of our comfort zones and get to know people.
Now, I think our school is also known for the extensive sport program. We have students involved in the Greater Brisbane Conference for weekly sport competitions. I believe this term, the sports are basketball, soccer, volleyball, and cricket. Then next term, students get the opportunity to try their hands at touch rugby league, netball, and tennis. We also have a rugby league team in the Confraternity Shield again this year.
I know from experience and at being a student at Faith that it's not just competition sports that students can access. We also have weekly sports programs on Wednesdays for seniors and Fridays for juniors, where the school has activities such as rock climbing that was recently introduced in 2016, if I believe, or 2016. There are handball courts specifically made at Faith. We also have sports like AFL and complete cross-country running and even Zumba lessons. What do you reckon about that?
I reckon that there's plenty of opportunities. There are also some other creative co-curricular programs that students can get involved with, like myself in musical and robotics, book clubs, and media amplified. And don't forget, this year the college is hosting its own musical, We Will Rock You.
Oh, yeah. The school holds a musical every 2 years. I myself went to the one in 2015. What was last year's again?
No, The Wiz.
The Wiz, the 2017. I was in it. Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Bradley on Lunchbox, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM, and DAB+.
Today, Carl and I are lucky enough to be joined at the desk by another one of Faith's students, Hannah. Welcome to Lunchbox, Hannah.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Hannah. Have you had any experience doing this kind of podcast radio program before?
I actually spent 18 months in America, and during my time there, I went to a school called Verado, and I actually had the experience of doing their daily show and, like, presenting their notices and stuff.
So you're pretty much more experienced at this than us?
Just a little bit, I guess.
Bradley?
That's really cool, Hannah, but the main reason we've asked you to join us for this segment is because we'd like to talk to you about our local community and all the things that make it great.
Yeah, thank you as well. Now, Faith Lutheran College started in some temporary premises in Layley before being moved to its current site in Plainlands. The school also has a wide reach with many college buses, so our college bus services, so our community is equally large and diverse. Hannah, I've known you've lived locally for most of your life. Could you tell us what changes you've seen over time?
Yeah, well, I believe that the community has definitely grown both structurally and emotionally. And as more people have, like, come to this area, the infrastructure has definitely grown to fit, like, more people in and stuff. However, I think the biggest change is definitely the emotional growth of the community.
What do you mean by the emotional growth?
Well, a large proportion of our community links to farming practices combined with the natural disasters such as floods, the droughts, and some fires that have impacted our community. I believe that the whole community has definitely come together and helped repair all those local farms and help them get back on track.
I definitely agree with you there, Hannah. We have a very close-knit community that shows care and compassion for each other. We get to see this time and time again, not just in the face of adversity, but in local events such as markets, open days, and fairs. For example, the Faith Fair in August sometime.
We do have a great community spirit here in the Lockyer Valley, and it is awesome to see it shine through. Our next guest has actually been a part of the local community for a long time, and I can't wait to hear his thoughts on how the community has changed, but also how faith has grown.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Lunchbox Radio. Today, you are with students of Faith Lutheran College on Lunchbox, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM and DAB+. Today's program is brought to you by the students of Faith Lutheran College. My name is Lillian, and I have the pleasure of interviewing Mr. David Kling, who has been a crucial fixture at Faith Lutheran College since it began in 1999. Welcome, Mr. Kling.
Thank you, Lillian. It's a pleasure.
So, Mr. Kling, to start, could you please tell us a little bit about your involvement with the college over the years and what different roles you have taken on?
Lillian. About 25 years ago now, three of us got together and one of the three, Bob Raby was his name, he had an idea that he'd like to build a school in the Lockyer Valley, a Christian school. And he saw me. I was the chairman of the Lutheran Church at the time. And I contacted Leon Steinhardt, who was a teacher at Lowood High. And so that was the very beginning. The thing that I learnt way back then was the determination of God that this college should be built. And for that reason, none of us accept any credit whatsoever for the building of the school, because God overcame all problems long before we even knew they existed, and he made it all happen. And as time went on, other people became involved. They jumped on board, and away it went. So it was the establishment of the school that was the beginning. And then you might know Skippy. He's the head groundsman at the school. He and I used to do security way back then. There wasn't much to be secure of because it was only a few buildings. That was good fun. We would sleep on there was nowhere to sleep except on the floor of one of the classrooms or in the car or just walk around all night. So, that was a bit tough. As it developed, I got involved with the gardens and mowing and that sort of stuff on a volunteer basis. So that was good fun. But only last year I was involved with the chaplaincy, assisting with the chaplaincy of the school. I sat in the office and used to meet with students and teachers and so on. In the meantime, I'm chairman of the Lutheran parish, so I'm involved with the administration of the parish of the Lutheran Church, which in course includes Faith College. And for a bit of extra entertainment, I do some bus driving when they want a spare bus driver on demand. So that's what I do.
That really is amazing to hear all that history there. Moving on to the next question, there has obviously been a massive growth at Faith, starting out with around 30 students and growing to nearly 700, which is really such a big increase. Aside from the amount of kids walking the grounds, what are some of the changes that you have seen over your time there, and what are some changes you hope to see in the future?
When we first started off, the Plainland area was really only trees. There was the service station across the road, only a little service station by comparison to the travel centre that's there now. The pub was probably only a tenth the size it is now, and there was no houses in the immediate area. So I guess and of course the overpass wasn't there. So I guess the development of the area was the biggest change that we've seen, other than the buildings. Who'd have thought? Who'd have given it a thought that the school would have so many buildings serving so many purposes that it does today? It really is amazing how God put all that together. And I guess, looking at it from an outsider's point of view, I can see that he wants every opportunity given to the students to achieve their maximum ability. And I learnt that while I was chaplain there. I could see that some students didn't seem or had the opinion that they were not very clever, they didn't have much talent. But I learned very quickly that everybody has talents and God wants them to use those talents.
Max. Thank you so much for your time today, Mr. Kling. I know I can speak on behalf of all the students at Faith and say that we appreciate all that you did for the college in the early days and your valuable contributions each day since.
Right. It's been a pleasure, Lillian. Anytime.
You're listening to Lunchbox.
We are students, part of our extension film group Media Amplified, and we have been able to host this radio program today.
So far, we have heard from Carl and Bradley about Faith and our local community, and Lillian shared an interview with Mr. David Kling, one of our founding forces behind our college. Still to come, we have an interview with Mrs. Andrea Blakely, who is a long-standing staff member of the college, as well as our exciting What's in Your Lunchbox segment.
And later, Carl and I will talk through some more of the great events that are happening at Faith this year.
This is a Phoenix Media program, an innovation of USQ.
Swimming pools are a great way to cool off during summer, but are dangerous for your children when they are not supervised. Hi, I'm Olympic swimmer and mum of two, Sam Riley, with a tip on keeping your toddler safe when they're near water. Figures show that in our big cities, most toddlers drown in swimming pools. Supervision is the key. Make sure the gate is closed and please learn the skills of resuscitation. You may need them one day. For more information, visit www.rawlifesaving.com.au. Remember, keep watch to prevent your child from drowning.
Hey, this is Callum Russell from Emerge,
a show dedicated to bringing you the best music coming out of Queensland.
For the latest in music news, gig recommendations, interviews and performances, tune in Monday nights from 7 to 9pm.
On 1197am, digital radio
and phoenixradio.com.au.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au. And here we go again. 1197am and DAB+. It's back to Lunchbox.
Lunchbox!
You are listening to Lunchbox broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au. 1197am and DAB+. My name is Lockie and I'm here with Mrs. Andrea Blakely, who is a founding staff member of Faith Lutheran College Playland. Welcome, Mrs. Blakely.
Hi, it's nice to be on your station.
So, Mrs. Blakely, what is your role at the college and how many years have you been here?
Well, I'm actually the curriculum leader for languages. The main language that I teach is Korean. I'm also teaching some subjects in the Christian studies area, and this year I'm teaching a religion and ethics and society today subject. Its abbreviation is called REST. But don't get the wrong idea. It's a really active subject that's new to our school and to the curriculum in Queensland from last year. So I'm enjoying teaching Korean and Christian studies here, and I've actually been teaching those subjects and among others since starting here at the school in 1999. So I actually was here from day one, 20 years ago when we started the college. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what's been your favourite memory of teaching at Faith?
It's really hard to choose a favourite memory because I have a lot of really great memories here at the school, but one of my favourite things is to see the students develop their confidence and their leadership skills as they grow from being year 7 students right through to year 12 students. And originally we had our school started with year 8 onwards, of course, because year 7 used to be primary school. And seeing them from year 8 to 12 as well was a really big difference. So we have our first cohort of students that actually will have done 6 years in high school coming through the school very shortly. So that's exciting to see the change in them over that time. Yeah.
Yeah, there has been that big change since the change with the grade 8, 7 situation. So yeah. What developments and changes have you witnessed during your time at Faith?
Yeah, so aside from that big change, and that's actually been a big thing for a lot of schools in Queensland, with having to build extra spaces to include the Year 7s in high school, there's been a lot of other changes here, particularly at our school. And for me, I think absolutely everything has happened since I've been here. So we started from day one on different premises. We actually were in the Laidley Lutheran Church Hall, and we were there for about 18 months while they were still finishing the buildings at our current location in Plainland. And that's just due to a few things that were unforeseen delays there. And so it was really nice to actually have the students come out here and see the grounds where the school is about to be built and have the turning of the sod the day that we were going to start construction. And not many students actually get to go to see their school before it even gets built.
Yeah.
So that's what it's come from, basically being in another place in the church, in the church hall there, to being here and seeing everything get built from scratch here at the school.
Yeah, at Faith, community is one of the biggest priorities. So what do you think the best thing about Faith is and being a part of that Faith Life community?
I think the best thing is that it's like a family here. I really enjoy working with my colleagues, and they look after me, and hopefully we all look after each other. And it's something that we model to our students, and we actually see them doing it too. The students are really caring to teachers, and sometimes, you know, we're all at different places when we come into school and growing up as preteens and teens, and a lot of students have a lot of learning to do, but they're in a really safe place to do it, and they're free. So they actually have the freedoms to learn from others around them, to learn from the caring staff in the community, and they do end up being like a family, for better or worse, and by the end of it, they're so proud, and I'm so proud to have them here.
I agree with you on that one. What is it that sets Faith apart from other schools?
I think particularly where we are, it's have the opportunity for a Christian education. And in our school, the focus is on the holistic Christian education. So we actually have programs like a year level and pastoral care program set up for the students that have grounded on faith and using concepts of grace in our restorative practices here at the school, which is how we deal with behaviour management, among other things. Also, our camps and outdoor education programs really support that, and we've got really great cultural programs and international tours, which I enjoy being in the languages department, getting to go to Korea and Germany.
There are many opportunities at Faith that the students can get themselves involved in. And as you have been a part of the college since the start, what subjects have you seen be introduced over the years and the benefits from these programs?
So I've seen basically all the subjects that we have now currently be introduced because I've been here the whole time, and there's too many to name. But we have a huge range of subjects in the college, and one that stands out in particular was that when we received a federal grant for our language centre here, we were able to introduce a second language of German, so we now have Korean and German here at the college. And another one is that we were able to build a trade training centre to facilitate a lot of our vocational educational studies, and a lot of students in this area are really keen to pursue those kinds of subjects. So having those programs introduced have been great for the college.
We're really lucky to have those opportunities to learn different languages and different subjects and evolve our learning and abilities of them. At Faith, we have an opportunity for staff members and students to pick a song to be played as the Fun Bell Friday of the week. So the big question for you that I'm asking is, what song would you pick for Fun Bell Friday?
Lucky, that's a pretty hard question, but one of my favourite artists is Lauren Daigle, so I'd have to go with You Say by Lauren Daigle.
Well, we hope to hear your favourite song as our Fun Bell Friday soon, but in the meantime, we'll play that one now. Thank you, Mrs. Blakely, for your time today and for our listeners.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. You are with the students of Faith Lutheran College Plainland on Lunchbox, and that was You Say by Lauren Daigle, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197am and DAB+. It has come to that time of the broadcast what I think is the best part of the show, What's in Your Lunchbox. Today, I am peeking in the lunchbox of Lillian. Hey Lillian, what have you got in here in your lunchbox?
G'day Lachlan. So today in my lunch, I have brought a peanut butter sandwich, a muesli bar, an apple and a banana.
That's a pretty impressive lunch. Let's talk about the tuck shop at Faith. There are heaps of different options at the college's tuck shop.
There definitely is. The food gets changed around seasonally, so there's always a new variety on offer. It's really good.
I know we have lots of great meals like curries, nachos, and I know the chicken tender wrap is really popular too. All this talking about food, it's making me hungry. My favourite item from Tuck Shop is the chocolate milk and crispy lasagna. What's yours?
Look, I've got to say the toasted sandwiches and the chocolate chip slices, yeah, definitely my favourite.
The college also offers a free breakfast every day with toast and rolls for all students so they don't miss out on the most important meal of the day. Thank you, Lillian, for allowing us to peek inside your lunchbox.
Thank you for having me.
Across Queensland on phoenixradio.com.au. Here we go again.
1197 AM and DAB Plus.
It's back to Lunchbox!
Welcome back. You're listening to Lunchbox, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM and DAB Plus. That was Counting Crows. Accidentally in Love. You're with Carl and my co-host Brad.
We would like to take this chance to let everyone know about some of the awesome things coming up at FAITH this year.
That's right, Bradley. Here, a few of our students are heading off on tours very shortly. There's a group going to Germany and another heading to Korea.
Those tours head over for a few weeks to these countries and experience their culture, school life and foods. It would be an amazing experience for those students.
Next term is also a busy term for FAITH students, with our grade year 9 students heading off on camp, soon followed by year 8 students. What do you think about campus at FAITH, Bradley?
The camps are all so different. Each year level has a different focus, and I think that it is a brilliant way to allow students to try new things and get out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, the camps are pretty good. Another exciting event that is coming up for the local primary schools is to get involved in FAITH Creates. This is a chance for primary school students to complete different activities and learn new skills.
And there is a community event for FAITH Creates coming up in June, so that would be a great chance for all our listeners to learn new skills.
We also have the exciting college musical, We Will Rock You, coming up in July, as we mentioned earlier, which my co-host Bradley is a star role in. I think the fact that this is an anniversary year makes it even more exciting too. There was a celebration for the turning of the sod earlier, and there will be an anniversary dinner later on in this year too.
We also have the College Open Day on June 1st, which will be a great opportunity for families to come along, check out the facilities, and maybe catch one of the GBC Sport home games that are on that day.
Yeah, it really is a busy year at FAITH Plainlands this year, but opportunities for both students and the wider community to come together is really important and crucial for the type of school we want to be.
I agree, Carl. I think it is time to share with everyone our college song. So here is FAITH Pride on Lunchbox, broadcast on phoenixradio.com.au.
FAITH Lutheran, College Crusaders. FAITH Lutheran, College Crusaders. FAITH Lutheran, College Crusaders. FAITH Lutheran, College Crusaders.
Far and wide. For
This is Carl and Bradley from Faith Lutheran College Planland, and this is Lunchbox on phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 AM and DAB+. That last song was Faith Pride, our college song.
Sadly, I do think our program is nearly up, so we do want to take this time to thank a few people.
Firstly, we would like to thank our college principal, Ms. Janelle Anderson, and the rest of the college leadership team who have allowed us to come out and host this program today.
Another thank you to our film teacher, Ms. Crawd, who runs our co-curricular group, Media Amplified, and helped us get ready for today.
We'd also like to thank the guests on today's program, Mr. David Kling and Ms. Andrea Blakely, for sharing their experience of faith with us.
And last but definitely not least, we would like to thank our listeners for allowing us to keep them company over the lunch break.
Make sure you head on over to our college Facebook page or website for all the information on today's events we have talked about, but also for links on the podcast of today's show.
It really has been a great experience here at USQ Springfield to bring you today's program, and I encourage other schools to get involved with it too. And to get involved, head to www.usq.edu.au and search Lunchbox.
That's all the time we have today. Have a great afternoon on behalf of all the students and staff of Faith Lutheran College Plainlands. Goodbye from Lunchbox.
Today's world is more competitive, challenges are more complex, industries more rapidly changing, employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.